The following podcast is a Super Network and Pop4D production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Because you know, like usually after Tubi Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
The terrible Australian, B. Jemine.
And now, in a bowl, the doll's head got decapitated.
Professor Batch.
What's Batch smoking? Wedding coop. Yes.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
I mean, he probably gave her filled with beer so he could suck them out of it.
Mature themes.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or yes.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta put two fingers in there and then the finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best of 2021 for the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. This is part one, with part two coming very soon. I am your host, Super Marcy, and I am here to present to our lovely listeners a best of compilation of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, by far the funniest show you will see on the Super Network. Before I get started, I just want to take a moment to thank everybody who has listened to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast this year. If you've listened to it, supported us on one of the many platforms, checked out our previews on YouTube, or if you are a loyal Patreon and get all the video versions and early access, thank you so much. So to kick off this episode, let's go back to episode 35 with Shocking Dark. Hello, Beto Matai.
I do it is. I'm here to do this movie. I'm excited.
I think...
because I get to talk like this.
I think you might have actually been a better choice for Mario than Chris Pratt as this
he
new...
He doesn't speak...
Oh, topical.
Yeah.
I am very upset because I thought Jared Leto was going to be a Super Mario. And they could just reprise his voice from the House of Gucci.
He's looking in that binocular, the thing like yep.
What is it?
I have no idea what this is.
What is it again? I can't remember.
It's a step. A scope.
It's not a stethoscope.
Stethoscope. Clearly, we don't know what it is.
Microscope. No,
microscope.
It's a fucking microscope.
Microscope. Is it a microscope?
It's a microscope.
RC, clip it. That's the preview for the episode.
Yep.
Also, I love the subtitle back there. It just said back there, uneasy music.
Uneasy, eh? Yeah, because three adults couldn't think of what a microscope was called. And then you saying a stethoscope just... I thought my memory was horrible.
This is one of those movies, like, if we keep using big words in the script, we'll sound smart.
I mean, none of this actually makes any fucking sense. Like a floppy disk. Oh, he said floppy disk, eh? And you insert it into the computer, eh?
Right into the computer.
So what you do is you get your disc and then you insert it into your computer and then you turn it on.
It's just like how you finger the phone when you're dialing it.
Exactly. You stick your finger in and then you turn it around in a circular motion.
Now, where does the KY go in when you take the floppy disc and stick it in?
You first put it on the floppy first.
And then if your computer needs it too, you put your finger inside the hard drive and you... with the KY and do that, and then you insert your disk in.
No!
And then it turns your computer on.
And then when you turn the computer on, is there a thing of Mr. Burns saying, "You're quite good at turning me on"?
Yes.
Ew, she's jizzing him!
Ew!
That's what comes after the shocking dark.
Yes.
When you get a shock in the dark.
Oh, there's that doll. That doll lost its head. It fell his head's back on his body.
You're part of the preview for this episode.
I popped 4D for that.
Yes, pop 4D. That was pop of the day of the week. I stay corrected.
He's broken.
He's broken.
He's gone.
I'm tearing up now. That was amazing. I love it when dolls go over the sides of buildings. It makes me laugh.
Or, you know, just fall in the same set. Now on to one of our favourite episodes ever, episode 16 and Night Killer. What the fuck?
Some great ADR right there.
Hi. My favorite thing about Italian horror films when they cast Italian actors and overdub them with English actors.
Hello, you're always busy. What the fuck? Oh god.
That's the most amazing ADR I've ever heard.
Listen! Jesus Christ. I can't handle this. Melody!
Melody!
Melody! Fucking hell, what the fuck?
And now the scene.
I better crush my glass.
Oh.
Well, she wants to just
keep going.
She just wants to take her tits out. All right, then. She gets a drunk phone call and.
Both!
She gets a drunk phone call and she's just take my titties out.
It must be a turn on. Mm. Random strangers calling her, and then she's I better go feel myself up.
Sometimes you just gotta feel yourself up with your tits out and stare in the mirror and give yourself a positive reaffirmation.
Apparently.
You know.
I did it right before I got on this.
Obviously. So, who's the woman in the car?
That's her. Same girl.
What the fuck?
It's the same girl, Marcy. It's not three different characters we've been following this whole movie.
I don't know. I don't know. My head hurts.
Hey, attention, Marcy. You can do this. I believe in you.
We'll get you through it.
Okay. I'll try. What is he wearing? Bead, get
Brown
that outfit.
Belt, black shoes. No.
That looks like something I would wear.
Your belt matches the shoes. Come on, kid.
His belt doesn't match any of it.
Don't tell
his pockets are huge. His pockets in his front shirt are huge.
He puts his dildos in there.
In the lobby?
Wait, what?
Oh, whoa! What's going on here? There's someone pulling out a gun. Oh, wait, it's her.
What the?
Oh.
Is she, like, all paranoid and shit, or?
I think so.
What's with the gun? What's with the fucking fur coats in this movie?
This is how they paid the casters in fur coats.
Apparently, it's where the budget went.
If he looks familiar, he was Doctor Strange in the TV's Doctor Strange.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, put a mustache on him.
What? No way. No way.
Wait a second, that's not Jeffrey Combs as Dr. Mordred, a.k.a. Dr. Strange. Now strip.
About to get some strange.
He's into it.
And the black socks. No.
He doesn't know how to do anything. Do it now! Oh my god, it was too. I just looked it up. He was Dr. Strange. Does he have undies on? Oh my god!
I can't look at that.
He even stole my undies. God damn it.
They're too small.
Don't picture that, kids. It's true, but don't picture that.
What? It looks like it's just testicles! No!
I was in the pool.
Men, these clothes go down the toilet.
Men do not wear underwear that looks like that. It is not flattering. There's a reason why in Australia they're called budgie smugglers.
I'm amazed that the clothes could even fit in the toilet.
Why did he put... Oh, my God.
This is a great line coming up.
What? Where did he get more clothes?
Wait, he's trapped.
What is going on?
Oh, man, this is like the third time this week some woman made me take off my clothes in the bathroom.
Oh, he's got KFC! Fuck yeah!
Got Colonel? Got Colonel?
Oh, well.
But this was back when KFC was just called Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, they've actually renamed it Kentucky Fried Chicken here again. It's not KFC anymore.
This is before KFC was shit.
Got two strips and a biscuit. I'm listening.
What the?
I got all these pills for you.
And pills. You brought chicken now. And pills. Now it's a fucking party.
What the fuck?
I didn't realize KFC were also selling pills back in the early 90s.
Apparently.
And guns.
And a gun.
What?
As the only American on this podcast, I gotta say I support this.
What is going on? Why is he... What? Oh, no. Why has he gone back to her with all the drugs and the gun?
And KFC.
And KFC.
Yes. Chicken and pills.
Why did you come back? Well,
oh,
let me take the shirt off.
He wants to bang her, obviously. Oh, well, you brought a gun, so what were you doing?
I think the key to watching this movie is trying not to make sense of anything anymore.
Does she know who this man is?
Nope.
Then how does he know where she lives?
Obviously, he must be some kind of stalker.
I don't know. Oh my god. Someone do something! Can make this movie make sense!
I blame you for putting me in this movie.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know. I'm so confused.
That's the great thing. Great thing about Italian horror is how confusing they can be.
Yep. Or whatever the fuck they decided to make. Oh my god, what is this?
Now hold still, I might show my boobs in a second.
Oh.
Right,
thank you, Bead. Good call.
Twitter.
And now, let's go back to episode 26 with the only Nicolas Cage movie we've done for the 2B Tuesdays podcast with Xander Lee. So.
Indeed.
You will see, as I like to say, smoke, smoke, smoke!
Or as Nicolas Cage will like to say, cage, cage, cage!
Jesus Christ! I can't do this anymore!
Look, cocaine! Cocaine is a hell of a drug!
Or as I like to call it, cocaine. One step and you become crazy like me.
Hey, man, do you... Nick, man, are you holding? You got any, man?
Yes, I am.
This is gonna be a good movie. Yeah, she gets it!
Smoke.
Fucking hell, she's a stoner, a pothead. Fuck off, AI Marcy.
Alright, sorry, it's Nicolas Cage here again. I just want to say that I really like this Marfa robot. I think I might make her my sixth wife.
Me too, man!
Alright, Nicolas Cage, you go away for a little bit. Okay, bye.
Nick Cage is looking a lot like me in this movie, I just gotta say, man. I mean, he's better than Kick-Ass. Why not get Nick Cage?
Oh, Judge Ryder.
Don't get me started on that guy.
Oh, shit.
Judge Reinhold, this is meant to be an erotic drama or thriller, and Judge Reinhold does not look like he fits in an erotic
movie. Not at all. No.
I'm Johnny Collins. I'm brother of Joan Collins.
What the?
I too write novels.
What is he doing?
You just put like...
So...
Here, have some salt.
Does Nicolas Cage's really bad wig?
No, I think that's his real hair. This is back when he had his own hair.
Is he fancying his friend's wife?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, I mean, when she dances around showing off a bush, I mean, who would want to fancy her?
Yeah.
Look at the belt buckle he's got.
I was about to say, it's belt.
That's not a belt buckle. That's a WWF championship belt.
Yes, so far, this guy is a biography of my life, man. That's me, man.
It is the character version of Craven.
And the old lady here's name's Tada. Ta-ta. I like how, Nicolas Cage has, has a cloth, just dangling above his crotch.
Yeah, it's because he's got a massive cage boner. He has to conceal it.
That's how I do it.
Nobody pays attention to boner because I always get, the loincloth in front.
To be fair, you probably would have a boner around you.
To be fair, I know how this works.
To be fair. Look at that painting.
Oh my god, it's so accurate.
That's my abstract of Judge Reinhold.
That's my abstract.
And it just looks like Nicolas Cage.
Exactly.
It looks like he painted it.
Well... For anyone who knows Nicolas Cage, this is actually the second movie that he has done with Judge Reinhold. Can anyone guess what the first one was?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Exactly. Look at this. Look at the Cage's jacket. It's like huge. It looks like it's at least 10 sizes bigger than him.
And why is he smoking in church? How blasphemous. Now go take her in the confession booth.
It's going to be really awkward with the priest next door.
He could be smoking because he's around all the crosses.
That is, crosses turn him on.
Oh, Jesus.
People die. See, this is why I have sex with you, Zandali, because you're always wearing a crucifix around your neck.
He's trying to fuck the devil out of her.
I saw The Exorcist once and I was turned on from there for the rest of my life.
That's why Nicolas Cage only jerks off to the Exorcist.
Ew. Oh, he's right! Yes! Church!
Yes! Cage Rage!
Cage Rage!
Oh, they're gonna have sex in confessional.
They are!
I'm the guy in the confessional booth! That confessional booth is huge.
The priest is back there to slide in a back door, I don't know.
Ew! I have never seen a confessional booth that's that big. They're very small.
Well, this one is big.
This is an elevator. That's what the size of that one is.
It looks like an elevator because the lighting changed completely.
After they're all done, the priest next door is going to be like, okay, I need 5 Hail Marys and 4.
Oh, fucking hell.
And that should absolve everything that
happened. Look at his sex face. Oh no, he said thank you, Father!
He basically just thanked God for having sex in a confessional.
Now let's jump into a bit of episode 31 with Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
Look at that dude's hair.
Look at everyone's fucking hair. You need to add all these wigs to your collection, Bede. Your wig this closet. Will be my...
This will be all the hair. All the hair in this scene is going to be my summer collection. Look at that fucking nerd.
You and the nerds, Bede.
He's like a full-on nerd. Look at him.
Wow, that was pretty aggro, Bede. Look at that fucking nerd.
Bede really hates fucking nerds.
There's meant to be like teens in the sea, but I saw a 40-year-old dude with a pedo mustache.
Yes, because he's a Canadian hard 30.
Indeed.
That's not a Canadian hard 30.
Oh, look, it's Stand By Me.
they ripped this movie off too.
Fucking hell.
Have we really found the most influential film of every movie that's come out after 84?
I mean, do you remember that movie about the man who falls in love with his fire hydrant? I mean, imagine if you were having sex with one of those aliens and they just exploded on you and not the good kind. What if their dick got stuck inside you from the explosion?
Do we know if they have dicks?
They probably don't.
We're going to do this.
Let's just see this dance move.
And I, that video ripped the song off, this movie off.
Let's plant the flowers. I don't know.
Now let's steal some stuff from the planet so we can do scientific experiments.
Maybe this movie is where the cow thing comes from. Aliens and the cows. Yes. See?
That's the same cow from Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna eat the cow shit. That cow.
He was gonna totally fuck that cow.
He probably was.
I reckon he was gonna anal probe the cow. Oh my god, he doesn't even have gloves on. And he's grabbing cow shit. Ugh.
Even the cow's not impressed.
Fried chicken! We got it! He's eating chicken off of a corpse!
Wouldn't you, though?
Yes, but that's not the point.
See, this is the reason I picked this movie for this episode, because we hadn't had fried chicken for a while, and I knew this movie had fried chicken in it.
Well
is
done.
That Loki's hat? Is that Loki's hat up there?
At this point, are we ever going to explain the fried chicken joke? Probably not.
No.
Probably but we not. We pop for it every single time.
We just we pop for chicken, fried chicken.
What
the fuck was that?
This is definitely a music video because they're just gonna throw random shit of a fucking
puma,
like, cougar,
or cougar. I don't know.
Puma. Sorry, a
there's
puma,
a puma in the high school.
Yeah. He's no, like baby, a
I'm just
puma.
Gonna strut.
I'm just sorry,
gonna strutting.
I gotta make the joke, guys. Look at that pussy.
That's one big pussy.
I like how he's like just walking through the forest, like, ooh, yeah, strutting.
And now there's women with one pants legs. That was the style at the time.
This is a weird, like, precursor of the cats.
This movie predicted cats, apparently. Now let's look at episode 19, where we checked out Deathbed, the Bed That Eats, a Patreon-voted pick, and there was lots of wee-wee foam. So this is called that's breakfast. Awesome. Is this the bed's breakfast, or is he eating her out for breakfast?
Oh, fried chicken! It is fried chicken!
Yes!
Fried chicken, wine, and apples? Like,
yeah.
Look, I
don't. You have apples and wine and fried chicken for breakfast?
Look, I would have the fried chicken because we saw how useful that was in Night Killer.
Yes,
that is true.
The apples and wine, I don't know.
Here's the thing, though. It's an obvious editor said. this movie, it's meant to be breakfast, but it's nighttime.
But is it their breakfast? Is it the bed's breakfast? Is the bed going to eat them for breakfast? I don't know.
The bed's all like, I want some fried chicken.
Yeah, now we know why the bed eats. It wanted the fried chicken, man.
He just only wanted the fried chicken. It's like, oh, I might as well eat these people anyway.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you imagine if you're a sentient bed and then two people are just sitting on top of you just banging while you're just lying there?
Well, maybe if you're a sentient bed, you don't get sex anymore, so you kill the people who have sex on you.
Is this movie a prequel to Rubber?
Yes. See, this movie could make a double a good double feature with Rubber.
What
it's
is
eating the apple.
What the fuck is that?
That's tremendous. That's tremendous.
It ate the apple. It looks like bubbled wee-wee.
It looks like fizzing piss.
Oh, look, it's like fried chickens.
It's going to get that wine, too. This man has had a party.
I want fried chicken. Oh, my God, we're seeing it eat the chicken.
And it's drinking the wine.
It literally just is in this yellow wee-wee fizzy water.
It's the best cheat day today, eating as much as it wants.
This is a Saturday.
I love how it just like...
Oh, set back up the box.
That's not the only box the bed wants.
Hey-o.
Take a drink every time I say something completely sexual and inappropriate.
Which is like every 5 minutes.
I have no other jokes.
Time to open my box. Oh, he's got his hand in that box.
Someone ate all the chicken. But the apple is still there.
Honey, I know I'm high. Honey, I know I'm high as balls, but did we already eat all the chicken?
Yes.
Did you see how small that wine bottle was?
And how come the apple wasn't eaten already?
I mean, it was eaten before, but yeah, maybe but not it was, the other one, because there's two apples.
Oh, there was two. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boobies! Take a drink when Tubi gives us boobies.
The score right now.
Wow. Gotta give you guys some privacy before I eat you.
It is, look. What the hell? It's like, okay, you can't see this, I'm just gonna like...
I don't want you guys seeing any more boobs in Bush right now.
Man, woman and man screaming. So the bed covers the bed's itself.
The bed's not eating them, he's just like having sex with them. They're just having orgasms right now.
And apparently she's on her period because there's blood.
Ew!
Okay, look, I made it weird. I made it weird, I'm sorry.
And the painting's like dead. I just like to watch you guys.
So why is there someone in a painting as well as a bed?
And the bed's like, ta-da!
Is the bed painting? Oops.
Yes, the bed is getting turned on.
That's how it gets a hard on.
I think the bed is somehow masturbating right now, because that is a masturbating bed.
Well, we just did see boobs, and now I think he's seen ass, so...
See, look at the... He's bubbling!
He's like...
Deathbed, the bed that masturbates.
Ew!
Well, he's got, like, four poles, so he has something to strike.
Oh, fuck's sake. No! I'm scared!
You're not gonna make me bead. That's not gonna happen.
Ah!
Oh!
Ah. I'm scared now that Beat said that.
Drink.
Oh, my mirror broke. I have 7 years of being in this movie now.
Ew. I bet she did.
I'm just going to lie here.
I'm not going to ask questions. I shouldn't just sit here and be like, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Marcy, it's never going to make sense.
I just like that they just go in the bed because they don't realize this bed's been in like an abandoned mansion or hut or whatever it is. And it'll be like have lots of dust and dirt.
Yeah, I was going to say, those sheets are pretty damn clean.
Yeah. Like they think it's like some old abandoned thing, but let's go sleep in the pristine bed. Like that doesn't seem sus to you whatsoever.
Fun fact, that's the same bed from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Charlie's grandparents.
Yes. Damn you, Uncle Joe. Or Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe, fuck you! Not again. Not me.
The ghost of Grandpa Joe haunts that bed.
My God, look at his hair! Oh,
that's glorious.
His hair is bigger than his head, and he's got a unibrow. Then again, it could be the hair literally stretching across his eyebrows.
Bravo, bravo. Pop dollars.
Bean, are you really one to laugh at unibrows? You almost got one.
Shut up!
I'm kidding.
I pluck the middle of my eyebrows every day.
I shave my shit, so...
Yes.
We know how to pluck and shave and not have a unibrow. Weird man, exactly. With your weird hair. What the fuck Ew. Is this?
It's cockroaches in that food.
Is she having a nightmare about a moth and slugs or whatever that is?
Is it a cockroach or is it a moth? It
looks like a moth. And that looks like a caterpillar?
Eat this caterpillar.
Ew.
Ah, she ate it!
With the budget for this movie, I think she really did. Oh, that crunchy, no.
That did not look like a gummy.
Peter is going to be pissed about this.
Uh-oh. That bed's getting some hibbity-hibbity.
Oh, the bed's like I'm taking Mac covers off, which means it's naked. Off go her clothes. Boobs.
Oh,
here comes the wee-wee foam, whatever.
It does look like wee-wee foam.
You guys in your wee-wee foam.
Sorry, I was calling it wee-wee.
Because it's yellow and it's foamy, so it's wee-wee.
I didn't call it piss or urine, because when I talk to the dog, I ask him if he has to go wee-wee. Therefore, I call it wee-wee. It's not pee, it's not piss, it's wee-wee. Oh, look, it's Big Hair McGee.
Big Hair McGee.
Big Hair McGee needs a spin-off movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, no, not the guy, just his hair. His
just
hair
his hair. Spin-off. You know what movie you could do with the guy? His hair is detachable when it possesses people.
Yeah, deaf hair. The hair that sits on your head.
The hair that is so big, it gives you a unibrow.
Exactly.
There's a reason that unibrow is advertising.
See, that unibrow is not just its own separate thing. It actually is part of his hair. It just goes across there.
That's some caterpillar eyebrows, mate.
He's giving Eli Roth a run for his money in the caterpillar eyebrow department.
This dude here is giving me a run for my money, because usually it's my hair that's all puffy and big when I don't do anything with it. But this guy's hair, my God.
His shadow, the shadow from his hair, it casts an even, it looks even bigger.
I love that he's wearing a turtleneck. I don't know why. Ew, an eyeball.
Sharon! What the fuck is going on here, Sharon? Don't know what's going on around here. Why is there fucking deathbed eating people?
That was my bed from 72. I pissed on that thing.
And then he here, have an eyeball. It. Okay.
I'm looking at you. I just like to watch you guys.
No!
There's multiple eyeballs.
I'm just distracted by his hair. And the fact that I'm now convinced the deathbed was Ozzy Osbourne's bed and he probably sniffed the wee-wee foam.
Yes.
As part of his drug binge.
You know that Nicolas Cage was watching this movie and he was like, I need to buy that deathbed.
No, he needed to buy that wig from that guy's hair.
I'm going to buy that wig and put it on top of my head.
He needs a new hairpiece.
Let me out. I don't want to be in this movie anymore.
So why are we back to the weird cabin thing? Where's the house? Nope.
Well, if we're stuck in here, we might as well have a picnic. I don't know what's happening. Probably the truest word said in this entire
movie. Why are they stuck there? He drove a car that worked.
Yeah, but the door's locked this time. So they can't get out.
If that was a real chimney, you probably could have just gotten out of there.
Just I'm going to stab the shit out of this bed.
I'm sure there are ways to get out of this place. You can break the door down.
Probably just kick a hole in the wall over there. It's not even real brick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is he stabbing the bed?
Yeah.
Tried.
Do they know that it's a death bed?
No.
I think so.
Maybe.
Mm. That bed wants that hairpiece.
Why does this bed have to be so negative? Why don't we have? Why can't he just be a life bed?
Death bed, the bed. That. I mean, life bed? The bed that does what? I don't know.
The bed that spreads positivity.
So, Batch, are you convinced to buy this mattress yet, or?
I gotta run past the wife. It depends if it's king size. Is it king size or queen, so.
No.
Then we get my sheets. It's a whole thing. You buy sheets that go along with the deathbed, and
it might, like, you know, have some wee-wee foam when you don't want it there.
Yeah.
I lost my hands.
Do we get to see his hands without the skin on them? Yes! It's clean!
Amazing. He'll never be able to play the piano again.
Unbelievable scene. He's just sitting there with his skeleton hands.
You know, for someone whose hands were eaten away and are now skeletal, his hands are looking pretty well.
How is that
he suddenly became a Tim Burton animated character.
Are we sure this wasn't directed by Tim Burton?
It looks so stupid.
Edward, skeleton hands.
How are we supposed to take this movie seriously ever with that?
I don't think this movie was ever meant to be taken seriously.
I mean, Mark. Look, I can deal with the wee-wee foam, but the skeleton hands...
Oh, now they're falling apart.
They're falling off. Wow, the wee-wee foam and the skeletal hands. Anyway... Let's take a look back to our first episode of 2021 with episode 8, Dr. Alien.
Brad Pitt was almost in this movie.
Hey now.
I wonder if he regrets that decision every day.
He should.
I mean, yeah, I won 2 Oscars, but I could have been in Dr. Alien, man.
He could have had the weird asshole penis thing on his head.
Can we find, like, a video clip of this? Somewhere, and then just, like, reface Brad Pitt's face. Just, like...
Yes.
Okay, the movie's now turning into an actual porno right now.
I think this was just scenes from a porno, and then they're like, let's just make it into a normal movie and add some alien shit in it.
Exactly.
That is some very lacy lingerie.
I know. On an evil thing, right?
And he's just watching.
I just like to watch you guys.
It's just like a porno.
A very tame porno.
Apparently there's angles when she's just riding him.
Because that's all she does. Draw me like one of your French girls. Thank you so much for assisting us, young. That's how everyone looks after they have sex.
His hair moved.
Nah, that was probably actually used jizz as a hair gel.
Ew. Oh, she has to have a smoke afterwards.
As one does.
Wasn't he just wearing those shoes yesterday?
Yeah.
He was. Wasn't it only just today? Because he just got back from school.
He threw out all those clothes, yet he still chooses to leave the house in that.
Yes.
Which could have almost been Brad Pitt.
Yes.
The hell?
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile, that went nowhere.
So are we going to bone or what?
Is that not how this works? Like, that's what we did with the teacher.
Grow an asshole out of your head.
Doesn't Donald Trump already have one?
She gave me the cure for COVID, and then a dick flew out of my head, and she was wearing lingerie. It was crazy. Don't worry about it.
Now let's relive the infamous moment from the Visitor episode where Bede did a spit take.
Am I being creepy, Mother?
This is weird. I don't like it.
Am I Linda Blair, Mother?
Well, she's definitely trying to be. Well, they're trying to make her look that way.
Can I have your hair, Mother?
And she wants another... What?
I won't fix any more of Dad's basketball games unless he gives me a brother. Oh, I got you, Bede.
I fucking did a spit take. I'm drinking a Red Bull and the Red Bull is all over my fucking face.
Wow.
This is why we need to start posting the video of these.
You got me, but I'll be right back. I just need to watch my
I apologize about that.
So are any bold people like involved in this space Jesus thing? I'm so confused. Oh, he's a visitor.
It's all over the floor!
Why is it even that funny of a joke?
What a time not to record an actual video podcast.
It's only video, providing the recording works for our Patreons, which you can subscribe at patreon.com/thesupernetwork.
Jeez, that was amazing. I'm just going to be careful every time, Bastion, you guys make any jokes there.
I wanted a baby brother for my birthday, Mom!
Does the mom know that the kid's evil, or she's just scared of her?
She's just scared of her.
Well, yeah, she's scared of her, but she doesn't know why, but she just is.
Okay. Oh, what the hell?
Squeaky.
Hello, I'm the visitor.
Whoa, that was who's a cool this weird ride. Old man that just showed up at your house?
Hello, I'm not Alec Guinness.
So he tracked her down pretty quickly with all that stuff.
Well, he's space rich. He's got connections.
Exactly. And he knows space Jesus, and Jesus knows where everything is.
Sure. Does the girl know she's... I know, right? Does the girl know she's evil, though? Sorry.
Yes. She obviously knows she's evil.
Okay.
Because you can tell, like, every time she's around other people, she has that twinkle in her eyes, like, hey, I'm an evil bitch.
Yeah. All right, sorry, I cut you off.
Wow, a gun!
I got a gun!
What the fuck?
It's what I always wanted. I'm going to shoot that bird.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
She shot her mom in the spine!
Not my fault.
Who gave the kid a gun?
I want that as a gift. What? Just the kid, gun goes, what are you gonna do?
Can someone explain to me what the fuck that was? Who gave her a freaking gun for her birthday? And then she somehow has enough power
to accidentally shoot her mum in the back.
Ah, so you see the main rich white evil white guy's there now, so this is all orchestrated.
So was it the rich white guy that gave her a gun?
I think so. Or was it not Obi-Wan Kenobi? Because if the mom's out of the way, they can't have the other kid.
Oh, maybe. I can't believe that was a scene we just saw in a movie.
And it happened so fast.
What was and that?
Oh, hi, Glenn Ford.
I'm so confused.
Why is there so many, like, talented people in this movie?
What was that? Oh.
What is this?
Time for gymnastics.
For some reason.
I'm doing gymnastics while my mum's spine's being operated on. Just to kind of throw it in her face that I can do all this shit and she can never walk again.
Look what I can do.
I don't like how some of these shots are framed. This is disturbing.
I don't like any of this. Why did you pick this movie? And now, let's check out episode 24 with Hell Comes to Frogtown, the Roddy Piper movie.
Love these this George Romero style exposition.
Even Sandra Bergman basically is like, she's gorgeous in real life, and even she couldn't escape from the, let's, like, make this, like, woman, really hot woman, really nerdy, and then at some point we'll take off the glasses, she can, like, shake her hair.
Yeah.
And be, like, super hot.
I don't think he's worried about, like, taking a wee, going, you know, for a piss. He's more worried about being able to jerk off. He can't do it in that nappy codpiece.
I mean, yeah,
I didn't even realize I was on an ad.
Oh,
you're on ad.
Pause.
Okay, pause the movie.
We're at 10:23.
I'm like, there's no cell phones in this movie.
Are we sure?
That we know yet.
To be sure.
Ho 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 ho. You still want a trade?
Oh my
god. No, Sadita. Oh, wait, wrong. That's not a.
I mean, I'm far off it.
Why do some Roddy Piper with Jar Jar.
Why is it that that dude looks more like a frog than anyone else in this movie? Real beer.
But he's like, I'm a frog, robot. He's moving
freaking
so
frog
awkwardly.
The frog like shadow the, thief.
I like he's wearing a fez. He's wearing a fez on top of his head.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Now then.
Do you have any fried chicken?
I think chicken's died out in this universe.
Well, they did see the frog to be like, this tastes like fried chicken. That car had one day left till retirement.
Stop stealing my jokes.
Sorry.
I mean, I stole that joke, but whatever. Speaking frog language.
Frog language. That one. We need that for the article.
Yes. I think speaking frog language is right up there with mystical boing from Bloodbeat.
Yes. Yes.
I think the best one was a vibrator addict from Spider-Man animated show.
Yes. Yes.
Did we ever find out what frog language was? I don't know. Anyway, let's look at episode 9 with Sniper Special Ops and Steven Seagal sitting down, because that's all he did in the movie.
And Steven Seagal was an executive producer on this movie.
I'm just going to be watching Rob Van Dam's acting this entire movie.
He's not even looking through the sight on his weapon.
He actually isn't.
No, he's not.
Rob Van Dam doesn't need a sight. He can see, like, a million miles away with his own eyes.
Okay, Marcy, we got to have, like, a scale of how high is Rob Van Dam in the scene for a scale of 1 to 10. We'll just give numbers through... We'll just say numbers through the entire movie.
I give him a 420.
This movie would be better if, like, they took everyone's voices out and was dubbed over by other actors. Mm-hmm. And the whole mission is them trying to make a Subway sandwich. The guy's not even looking for his eyesight.
Nope.
I'm surprised he even had to walk back down. He was probably thinking, oh no, I gotta walk back downstairs again.
They just used the forklift.
Sometimes I reckon we're made for this commentary, and I'm like, it is things.
We're gonna get cancelled.
Domino's now.
Hey Subway, where's my foot long?
We might have to make this a Patreon exclusive. So.
We're watching a Seagal movie. I think it's to be expected.
Exactly.
That was definitely not him running. And
yeah, exactly.
A Domino's.
I called it.
I think Domino's, Subway, and Duncan. We'll watch it. They're like, wait, they're watching a Seagal movie? One where he's like huge and fat? Let's like promote our product so you can be as fat as him.
But for some reason, it's mixed with NASCAR and FedEx.
That's not even anywhere near where they are!
I know! Look at FedEx!
Where are the fucking tents? They're not even there! What is going on?
That was worth it for this reaction.
Okay. That just changed this entire movie.
It did.
It wouldn't be surprised if those explosions were from a completely different movie. They just edited it into this. It wouldn't be the first time that's happened in a Seagal director video movie.
Van Damme's just there looking confused the whole time.
Who could forget when we took her a trip to Hawaii and Ron Moss did not like blow-up dolls? With Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Oh wait, is the best scene coming up?
Yes, most iconic scene of the whole movie, which we're not going to spoil because we need Clancy's reaction to this scene.
Yep, also, got my whiskey at the ready.
I also want Bede to wear Ron Moss's outfit.
I want to wear this guy's outfit here.
Get those pants.
Acid wash jeans.
What
I know.
The fuck is that?
Is that what they are, or are they fucking sweat?
I think they're like sweatpants, but they're acid wash. Oh my god.
Why is he flexing as he drives the Jeep?
Because he's trying to impress Ron Moss.
Exactly.
Because it's Ron Moss.
With his Vega from Street Fighter 2 hair.
Oh my god, yes.
He is.
It does look like Vega. I don't even Ron Moss thinks it's funny.
It's not even a funny joke.
No.
Oh, we got a nutcase on the road. And what?
Or you got someone extremely talented.
What is that guy wearing?
Hey, Marcy, that's you after a few doobies.
Oh, fuck off.
Looks like Trey Parker from basketball.
Yes.
Whoop. Getting in the back of this car.
Look, he's got your girlfriend in the passenger seat, Bede.
Yeah, what? Yeah, what? Why? And they just somehow caught up. Well, I guess they're only driving like 20 miles an hour, so,
yes.
You know, not hard to catch up.
Yes.
For anybody who's listening, because you have to join our Patreon for the video version, this guy is about to go on a skateboard with Bede's girlfriend, the blow-up doll.
Shut up! I mean, if he's trying to hide the shotgun, he can do a better job than using that. He's got a gun.
He's got a blow-up doll. Are you ready?
Yeah, are they just...
Oh,
boy.
He got...
Wait, how did Jay he get shot? Shot.
And look, it's only a pellet bullet, too. He got a pellet bullet, too. Look at it.
He's like,
anybody...
I'll live.
...have serious injuries?
Oh, he's got a grenade launcher. Whoa! Whoa! But wait, there's still more. Wait for it, wait for it. The guy and the blow-up doll got shot with a grenade launcher and they both blew up separately. Somehow that blow-up doll blew up. Literal flaming pile of ash.
And you thought Commando was over the top.
Yeah, what was it, filled with helium?
It must have. That scene cemented this film as the greatest cinematic achievement of our time.
So apparently they hit the guy and he went flying in the air so high that
he... Wow, professional photographer here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile...
But the thing is, though...
Sorry.
Meanwhile, back at this married couple...
And now, to end off part one of our special two-part episode series of the Best of 2B Tuesdays for 2021, let's look back at the birth of the rotary phone joke with Intruder.
That's Bede looking at guys like, fucking nerds.
Yes.
Did I get you? Almost.
Final, ring that phone. Whoa!
Look, it's an angle. It's a point of view from the phone.
It's from the dial. The like a legit. It's a point of POV from the dial of the phone.
What the fuck is a dial on a phone?
It's like this thing where you put your finger in it and then you dial.
You put your finger in it, eh?
What you do is you put your finger in and you turn it around in a circular motion.
What are you fucking describing, Bean?
You do it like this, and then...
It's even worse on video. This is why you need to be on Patreon.
So this is why I'm describing it. So you keep doing that.
No. You kids today with your fucking smartphones, and you had to finger a telephone.
You had to pleasure the phone in order to make a phone call.
Indeed.
Smells like nerd.
Smells like nerd!
Nerd!
The meats hanging are just all the nerd's beads killed. He skinned them. I nearly got you!
That was a spit take. That was a gleek.
That was a gleek!
Well, from the looks of it, Hannibal Lecter's order is almost ready. Hey, yeah. That was Hannibal Lecter's order back there. Oh, no, no! I don't want to be hung! Oh.
Yeah, I said Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Well, I guess Army of Darkness won't be made.
That's so stupid. There's beer-branded beer! Again!
Beer-branded... Now, in Italy, this movie's title was Terror Senza Volto, which translates to Terror Without a Face.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what it sounded like, but your Italian was terrible.
Okay, well, I apologize for that.
I'd have to look it up to read it, like, properly.
Okay, maybe I have to speak, it is as Italian, you got to speak like this, and do this with your hand.
You got to say, boppity boppity boppity.
Boppity boppity bop.
I like it apart with the eyeball.
And then Charles Bronson speaks Italian.
There's my spaghetti and meatballs.
And basically, Charles Bronson, his Italian accent is like, I'm Charles Bronson. This is my Italian accent. Bippity, boppity, boopity, I shoot you.
No.
Because you murdered my family.
No.
Not it. I should have been the security guard with a gun. No.
If I was there, all of this would have ended within 5 minutes.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining us for part one. Be sure to stay tuned for part two, which will be coming out shortly. And we look forward to seeing you in 2022 with lots more of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. So on behalf of myself, Super Marcy, B. Jermaine the Terrible Australian, and Professor Batch, thank you all for listening and we'll see you very soon.
Ad.
Ad.
Oh, ad. We got it too.
Add.
Oh, pause.
Add. Add.
Oh, add. Add.
Add.
Add.
Add.
Add.
Be like.
I gotta add.
Add.
Oh, add.